All right, well, let's get going. The purpose of this Becoming a Certified Coach workshop is to provide you the information that you need to make a decision about becoming a professional coach. Also to allow you to test drive a teleclass, especially if you've never experienced this format of learning before. So it's a little bit different, especially after the pandemic and all the video calls we've done. But we do teach in a teleclass environment, so live, interactive by audio. And we'll go into the reasons why we teach in audio versus a video as we go through the training tonight. You'll also have an opportunity to experience a live coaching demo with one of our mentor coaches. So I've invited in mentor coach Stephanie LaPuma, who is a mentor coach here at CPA. She's got a class starting next month, December. Her new class begins on Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m., so Thursdays at 7 p.m. I thought it would be great if I could invite her in and you guys got a chance to meet her. We'll also do a demo, so I'll be asking for a volunteer client. So kind of keep that in mind. I'll be asking it a little bit, who wants to volunteer to be coached. You'll also have a chance to learn more about our ICF-accredited coach training here at CPA. You'll have an opportunity to ask questions about the field of coaching, starting your own coaching business. Really, you'll be able to ask anything coaching. So that's what we're going to be up to tonight. But before we jump into that, I did send out an email reminder earlier today that had an animated video that talked about the co-creative relationship of coaching. It talked about what we do as coaches and what we don't do and what our clients do. Did folks get a chance to watch that? Yes? No?
Yes.
Oh, no. Good. Yes. Yeah.
No.
Paul, no.
No worries.
Yeah, I did. No, I'm sorry, I didn't either.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch the video.
No worries, because we're going to go over it right now. So if you get a chance to watch it, it's cute. It's about 2.5 minutes long. It should be in your email. If you can't find it in your email, it is on our YouTube channel. You can get there by scrolling to the bottom of any of our pages, and you can see our social media icons there. And you'll see the YouTube once you click on that. It's one of the animated ones. There's only a couple. But it's cute. It's a cute video. But we're going to go over it because it's a great way for us together tonight to kind of talk about the roles and relationship of coach and client in a coaching session. And it's also a great way to set the stage for our coaching demo. So this is where we're going to open up and get interactive. If you can come off mute, if you're not in a place that's noisy, or you have a good connection, you please come off mute. We do have a big group tonight, so, you know, kind of keep in mind that our actual trainings are small and limited to 10 to 12 students. But we've got a good sized group tonight. But we're going to talk first about, what do you know so far about what we do as coaches? What do we do, or what skills do we use?
This is Barbara. We listen.
Yeah, that's the number one thing we do, Barbara. Awesome. We listen. What else?
This is Camille. Empathy.
Yeah, we have empathy.
Joy. I think that it seems like there's a lot of staying focused on the client's goal, since everything else seems to be off limits.
Yeah. So we focus on our client's goals or what's next, or create the environment for them to discover that.
April, we ask questions, open-ended questions, to help guide the client to their internal understanding on where they need to go, what kind of decisions they need to make.
Yeah, excellent. Well said. Yeah, as coaches, we ask lots of questions.
This is Nancy. I think coaching is like supporting the client and tailor the program based on their needs and understanding their needs.
Yeah, we help clients. We support our clients. We help them to understand their needs. Excellent. So I'm going to camp for a minute. Oh, go ahead. Who was that? Was that Paul?
Oh, I'm Paul. I'm Joel. I was a peer mentor for 4 years. Needed no training to be a peer mentor. But I would walk with my client to exercise in while talking about their goals and where they need support in, So kind of got two birds with one stone.
So you walk with your clients to, I heard, support them, and what was the other thing?
To get some exercise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If that's your niche, you certainly are doing that. Excellent. Let me camp for a minute.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I believe we would challenge and hold them accountable as well. Is that?
Yeah. Provide accountability for sure. Yeah. And sometimes challenge for sure. Yeah, I'm going to camp for a minute on two big things. The number one thing we do as coaches is listen. So as coaches, we're listening deeply. We're listening on multiple levels. So to what our clients are saying, to what they're not saying. We're listening for their energy, their tone. We're listening for the topic they want to discuss, what they want to take away from the coaching session. So this deep listening is one of the things that I feel like it's a little bit of a lost art nowadays. I mean, people oftentimes listen to respond. But as coaches, we're listening to hear our clients. So one of the big reasons we don't teach in a video environment, we find that as we remove visual distractions, we're able to learn to listen on those deeper levels and really kind of dig into our natural curiosity. So it gives us an opportunity rather than to assume things by what we see, but we have to get more curious and ask and gain clarity. So listening is the number one thing we do. Number two is asking questions. So we're curious. We're interested in our clients. I think in the video I say we come from a place of massive curiosity. Also say, you know, we ask lots of questions, open-ended questions, powerful, direct questions, thought-provoking, challenging, Paul, so yes, challenging questions, and sometimes simple questions. Simple questions can be really impactful. And what we see in coaching as we ask questions and get curious is we see our clients moving from kind of a stuck thinking mindset and beginning to shift into possibility thinking. And that's where we see clients exploring, gaining clarity, ultimately discovering a path or a next step or that aha moment. Excellent. What about what we don't do? What don't we do?
This is Barbara. I don't think that we advise. Like, I think we kind of like let them work it out based on, you know, asking the questions, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, we don't advise. We want our clients to explore and lean into their own knowing and wisdom. So we don't advise or tell. What else?
We don't judge. This is April. We don't pass judgment. We just sort of try to be an open ear with no judgment.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, so we don't judge. That would never go over well.
No judging. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Joy. I have a question.
Sure, go ahead, Joy.
I don't know if any of you watched the series Billions. But there was a woman in there who was a coach dealing with people who made lots and lots of money. And she set aside time where people in the company would come in and talk to her about things that they were experiencing at work. And basically, she was there to help them sharpen their edge in their job and to really take notice of the good things that they were doing, the powerful things that they were doing. Is that what we'd be training to do, is to help people achieve the level of success that they're looking to achieve while making sure they stay positive and goal-focused?
I didn't see the show, but it sounds like, so as coaches, we're coaching, and it might get clearer as we do this exercise, we're helping our clients in whatever way they want. So the client is bringing a clearly articulated agenda for the coaching session, and we're supporting them by listening deeply, asking questions. Oftentimes the client will bring an agenda where they want to move forward, or they're looking to gain some clarity around something, or they're looking for a next step. So we're going to support them and serve them
What demographic usually takes on this service?
I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, well, we can get into that, but there are so many niche markets that you can market to, whether it's internally within an organization. You may decide in your own practice that you want to coach, professionals. I work with professional women after divorce. There's more of a life coaching side of things. So that really depends on who your target audience is. I think we can gain some clarity around this as we continue the exercise, though, as we talk about what we do and don't do, and as we talk about the training and what you'll accomplish in the 22-week certification program.
Okay.
Yeah, great question. So what we don't do, I heard advise, I heard judge. What else don't we do as coaches?
This is Rosalie.
Uh-oh, Rosalie, we lost you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I would say that we do not tell someone exactly what to do or make decisions for them or act as, per se, a therapist.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so we don't tell people what to do, and we don't suggest advice, we already said. We don't provide consulting. So even if we have great ideas, you're not telling people what to do. Instead, perhaps an idea might help you to form a question that would help a client to shift. But the clients in a coaching session are the experts on themselves. So we don't tell, suggest, advise. You also said provide counseling. As coaches, we're not therapists. We're not counselors. So we're not trying to fix our clients or they're really stuck, not broken. We're not going to diagnose or treat or analyze them. So coaching is more about the here and the now and the what's next and moving forward. So less about the why and what happened before. What about what clients do? What do the clients do? What is their role in the coaching session?
Don't they direct it?
Yeah, direct by bringing the topic they want to discuss. So clients will come to a coaching session with a clearly articulated agenda. So the topic they want to discuss, kind of what they want to take away from the time together. So they come prepared for sure. What else? What else do clients do? They talk. They definitely talk in the coaching session. If we're going to do all this listening, they're talking. What else?
They execute.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, they execute. So clients do the work. They're bringing the agenda. They're doing the work. They're making their own decisions. And they come from a place of willingness to, to dig in, to shift, to maybe challenge some beliefs they hold. But they're ready to move forward. What else do clients do? One more.
I would say that they actively participate in the process by setting clear goals, being open and honest.
Yeah. They actively participate. They're open, honest.
Take responsibility for their actions.
Yes. They take responsibility. And they're ready and willing to open up and engage and be honest in the coaching process.
Also committing to actions that are outlined by the coach.
Actually, they're committing to actions outlined by themselves.
Okay. Action steps. I would say. Action steps, maybe?
Action steps, setting goals. But they're setting the goals. So they're actually agreeing to what they have discovered or what goals they want. And they usually going to set some timetables. We're going to encourage them to set a timetable around what they want. But the client sets the goals and achieves the goals. Clients also, the one I was fishing for, is pay for their coaching services. I know you've all probably coached them for free, but in your own coaching practice, your clients are going to pay for their coaching services, which is great. And clients, a coachable client that really gets this, sees the value in coaching, it's amazing, and they're willing and ready to invest in themselves and pay for coaching services. So that's a quick recap of the video. If you get a chance, watch it. It is cute. And it'll set the stage for our coaching demo, and that's what we're going to shift into next. So next thing is a coaching demo. I'm going to introduce you to Stephanie in a minute. As I said, I invited Stephanie because she's got a class coming up. It's great for you to meet her, but it's also great for you to experience coaching firsthand. So what I need is a volunteer client. Who would like to volunteer to be coached? One prerequisite, a good, clear, clean line, because we have a big class tonight, so I want to be sure that we can really hear. Who wants to be coached, or who wants some free coaching?
Oh, I thought everybody was going to be chomping at the bit at this.
Well, then it's you.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm out here.
Okay. I was going to say, April here, I'll volunteer.
April, you can do it.
Okay. April, you're the one.
All right.
Perfect. So, April, thank you for volunteering. And you're from PA, right?
Correct, yes.
I just want to make sure I list you in a way on the little dashboard here so I don't mute you during the call. So, all right. So, yeah. You're about April. As the client, and it's a real coaching session, it'll go about 15 minutes. I mean, when you know, there's some completion. But your job is to bring an agenda, like any regular coaching session, something that's going on for you that you want some coaching around. It might be work-related, maybe it's something in a relationship or wellness, just something that you want some coaching around. The only requirement is that it's real and current, like so something really going on. Yeah, coaching is pretty intuitive, so, you know, we want Stephanie to not have to, you know, if you make it up, it's really hard to coach you. So, so you can think about that for a couple minutes. The rest of us here, we're all observers, and as the observers in this, we also have a role. Two things. First, I'd love for you to, if you're in a place where you can grab a piece of paper and a pen, jot down some notes. Write down maybe some observations. What do you notice about the session? What stands out? Because you have a chance to share your observations and questions with mentor coach Stephanie. So she'll open up at the end for your observations. So if you have to take some good notes, we'll have a lively discussion. The second thing for all of you as observers is to mute. So if you can hit your little microphone button on web call or star 6 on the number keypad on your phone or a mute button on your phone, that would be great. So we do want to give Stephanie and April the full line. So, all right, everyone good? So with that, I'm going to introduce you to Stephanie LaPuma. She is our mentor coach for tonight. She's got the class starting on Thursday, December 12th. So if that's a good day and time for you, you're meeting your mentor coach tonight. Hey, Stephanie, welcome.
Hello. Thank you, Lisa.
It's great to have you on our call.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited there's so many folks here. I love this, love this, love this. I love what I do, and I do what I love. So this is awesome.
Well, tell us a little bit about you and your practice, and I'll mute, and I'll keep an eye on the bridge. But if you want to say a little bit about you and what you do, and then you can jump right into the coaching session.
That's awesome. Yes, I had planned on that. I think it's important to know who you're talking to. So my name is Stephanie LaPuma. I'm based out of Omaha, Nebraska. And why did I go into coaching? And I get that question a lot. And I will make a very long life story very short so we can keep to our time and make sure we have enough time for everyone to ask questions and such as we're after we finish up our coaching session. But I started out in healthcare some time ago when I was a respiratory therapist. And my patients were my life. I coached them, and I learned that I was coaching them on their health and their choices and their behaviors and learning how to help them understand that they need to make the choices and not telling them, because that comes, I mean, how many times have you gone to a doctor and they say, well, you got to lose 20 pounds. Okay, I got to lose 20 pounds. Right, whatever. And they're, you know, 40 pounds overweight. You can't tell someone to do something, expect reaction. So you have to learn how to open up their minds and ask the questions and find the value. And that's what health coaching is all about. So then I decided, well, I really wanted to continue on, but I didn't want to be a practitioner. I did that for about 10 years. So I went into the business of healthcare and I started coaching my employees. I had a big staff. I was an operations director. I had a big staff, so I was coaching those folks and I was, you know, trying to empower them all the way up and down the org. You know, in today's age and then too, I mean, we do a lot more with and expect to do it with a lot less people and a lot less resources. So it was important to get and empower those folks that were working with me and for me to understand their value into the whole system. So I started coaching there and I was like, wow, this is empowering. This is really exciting. And I was able to translate my skills and talents from my coaching in healthcare to coaching individuals in a business sense and in a business environment and, you know, learning the business goals and explaining all that to them and what that meant and then how could they contribute and asking those powerful questions, the what, not the why. And so then I thought, you know, I really want to get into something else. And I thought teaching. Now, if you would have asked me many years ago if I was ever going to be a professor, I would have said absolutely not. I don't have the patience, but I found a love of it. And the reason why I found the love of it is because it was all about empowering individuals to learn. My belief when it comes to learning is we all have the ability to learn. It's our mindset and our personal barriers that stop us from doing so. It's our lack of confidence in ourselves. It could be based on past experiences. It could be based on past words you were told. It could be based on just your overall misunderstanding of an environment. But I believe that everyone has the ability to learn. So I went into education and I flourished in higher ed. I've been in higher ed for over 20 years. I have taken my coaching business and created a very robust coaching clientele, both inside of my organization. I'm currently an associate dean. And also outside of my organization. And now, I know there was somebody had made the question or a comment about what demographic, and Lisa so aptly responded and very correctly, there's so many niches. Oh my gosh, there's so many niches. I went to CTA, so I started my investigation of how can I be a coach? How does this work? I can't just continue to do this without any kind of, you know, education behind me. I had no clue how to start a business. I was scared out of my tree. I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm fearful of computers, believe it or not, because I grew up in the age of pieces of paper and pencils and ink, not all of this computer stuff. But I took a leap. I came to one of these calls. I joined Coach Training Alliance. I had the most amazing mentor coach, Jennifer Power. She is doing other things now, but she has been my idol, my mentor. I got so much good information. And like I said, I had no idea about how to do a business. I was like completely clueless. But this curriculum really showed me how to do that. It gave me some confidence in my knowledge base to be able to do it. And before I knew it, I had a website. I completed the course. I got some clients. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, based on personal experience or personal situations, I couldn't quit my full-time job. I had to keep it for benefits purposes, but I kept coaching. And then I coached internally and really grew that. And I was doing a lot of pro bono work. And then I started volunteering for a mentor group to mentor kids. And I started doing some coaching locally, again, pro bono, because of the joy of it all was just beautiful. I mean, I love what I do and I do what I love. And I'm now in another life shift where I am looking towards shifting into 100% total coaching business. And I'm doing so. I'm really narrowing down my niche again. Before, I was really focused on professional women who were experiencing imposter syndrome. So I was looking at an age range that was between 35, I didn't tend to go lower because I wanted them to have some industry experience in whatever it was, and about 45, because that gives them enough runway to overcome. They have lots of experiences. So that was where I focused, and it had to be professional women. I started out in higher ed arena because that's where I was most comfortable and had the most contact. But then I went and I opened it up to healthcare. Have had a great opportunity to explore those two areas. And now I'm sharpening it down even more, and I'm sharpening it down to leadership coaching for women and backing away from the life coach piece and focusing on the leadership and application in that business environment. So it's another, it's an example, and the reason why I say this is an example of an industry that you can continue to nurture, and you can have some shift in your niches as you learn, as you become more comfortable, as you discover, as you learn from people, and you hear that from the community that you're involved in as a coach, you know, what things people are hearing, what things people are experiencing. And then from my professional organizations that I belong to, I hear, I listen a lot. And as was noted earlier, we listen a lot as coaches. And I've really utilized the skills that I've learned in my coaching journey and my experience with CTA. I graduated in 2018 to really change and catalog those skills that I learned into my leadership skills as a leader and as I am today. And they're really translatable. I mean, someone said earlier, people want to be heard. They want to be listened to. They just don't want to talk and not feel like they've been heard, because the value goes out the window and the relationship never begins or never even has a chance to begin. I also believe that if you are able to create a relationship with someone and they feel safe, then that also provides that opportunity for the individual, in my case, my client, to really open up and really feel and experience and bring out those things that are stopping them and blocking them, those friction points, those points in their mindsets that have been stopping them from moving forward. So that's a really long story. I tried to make it short, but I am so passionate about this, and I love it. I love, love, love this. And I'm so blessed and grateful to be joining the CTA team as an educator and a facilitator. This is just fantastic. So I am super excited, and we're going to go through the coaching process. And while I go through the coaching process, this is something else. When I first started and I was reading all of this stuff, there's the psychology of coaching, and there's this coaching and that coaching and this, and I was like, oh my gosh. And the one thing that I really was impressed by with CTA was it was simple. It was a 4-step process. You clarify the agenda, you seize the coachable moment, you invite the shift, and then you frame the masterpiece, or you frame the end of the conversation. It was, wow, that's simple to remember. I think about it as like, yeah, boom, 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 when I have conversations with people. In fact, my friends will say, can you stop being a coach right now and just listen to me, please? Because I'm always asking them these powerful questions, and I get so excited. It's like, how can I help you? I want to help you. I want to help you succeed and be more powerful and more successful than what you could even imagine through our conversation. So if you can't tell, I'm very, very energized by the power of coaching and the words that it brings to the table for others to discover. So April, we're going to have a conversation this evening, and I'm going to ask, first off, welcome. And I am very grateful to have this opportunity to chat with you. And so what is it you want to have a conversation about tonight? What's on your agenda?
My agenda is I'm in the middle of a career transition in a sense. So 25 years in a sales role. It's a position that I do because I like people and connecting with people, but it's not really, it hasn't ever really been my passion. It's just something that I can do and I make money from it. I'm just at a point in my life where I'm trying to live more of an authentic life. All other aspects of my life except my career really kind of tune into really who I am, and my soul's purpose. And so I've been on a journey, really kind of in this past year, just really doing a lot of inflection, and just kind of tuning in to see really what that is in my career, where I can just be my authentic self and, live that life. And I've, you know, I'm thinking about life coaching. I've basically because I realized solely things that I really love about, things I really kind of gravitate to, or community and people and connection. and that really brings me a lot of joy. And in my regular personal life, I'm always a really good friend and a good listener, and I enjoy that aspect and that connecting with friends and sort of like listening to them and helping them guide them certain ways. And then I do that in my software sales job, right? So really the best part of my job is making those executive relationships, but then really just leaning in and sort of being an extended arm of their business to understand what they're trying to achieve and how I can align and support them, and that's what's rewarding. So I thought about how to light bulb of light coaching, I guess, a couple of months ago, because currently my friend, like, I'm on this journey, and she's kind of on this journey too, and we're just talking shop, and she said, well, I'm thinking about hiring a life coach. And I was like, oh, a life coach. You know, that's interesting. And so I, you know, quickly kind of looked it up. And long story short, I've been talking to a life coach now for, I guess, around 2 months. Kind of all over the place a little bit, though. Like, I went through a free program that my company offered for life coaching called Better Up. It's an app that you can go on and have sort of like 30-minute life coaching sessions once a week. And then I've started talking to another person that I worked with in my organization who is also on the same path, is in the same role as me, and is looking to become certified life coach. And so I'm part of his certification right now to get some hours in and talking to him. So I'm really just, you know, this is an area that really interests me, and so I'm just keep taking steps forward to just see if it's the right fit. Frankly, it feels good, but I'm not really sure if it's really what I want to do or not. You know, to take that leap. You know, there's some things too that I just, some other things that are going on is my husband and I are also starting a fashion line business as well. So I have that aspect, along with carrying this like very, intensive, software sales job, which takes up a lot of my time. You know, I don't want to do it forever, but right now it is security, and it's financial security and benefits for my family. So, you know, I'm taking a leap in the sense where I know I want to own my own business in some capacity. I know I want to help people. But I also know that I need to, for me to do something, and I want to try to do it quickly, is I need to make enough money to support my family, right? Like, that's all that's out there. We need to be able to pay our bills, right? But I'm in a position where I'm, essentially, my salary is the majority of what my family brings in, my family counts on it, and the benefits and everything. So I'm trying to, like, manage sort of, you know, just kind of go for the joy and the money will follow kind of mentality, you know, with, and also doing a little bit of risk assessment. So that's where I'm at right now. That's why I'm here, because I'm just exploring certification to see if it's even the right fit, and just kind of signing up on these free workshops just to see if I even want to do it. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, so you said a lot there. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
So what is it you really want to take away from our short conversation this evening? I mean, you have a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you stick with?
From this whole conversation is just, you know, really kind of focusing in. The reason I'm listening today and on here is to see if this continues to sort of that next step. Like, does it still feel good to pursue life coaching? Is this really something that I, you know, just listening to how you do it, your experiences, other people's experiences, is this something I want to pursue? So, so it's not the end-all be-all. You know, I know we have like 15 minutes of you coaching me, but it's just, you know, I guess seeing if it continues to spark, continues that spark inside me that I want to keep moving forward.
Okay. So just so I'm clear and make sure I heard what you want to take away and kind of where you're at. You're in a career transition. You got a lot going on. You're also starting another business, but you want to get your authentic self. And you're trying to figure out if life coaching is that answer. And from our conversation today, you want to validate that this is still something that you want to continue exploring.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Good summer.
Oh, thank you. All right. So what And if I pause, it's because I'm thinking about what you said, and this is something that we'll go over in the courses as well. I'm just thinking about what you said and processing it, because, like I said, you give us a lot to think about here. How would you know if this is something you want to proceed with further?
I would know if it seems, you know, I think one of the big questions for me right now is what is that certification knowledge really entail? What, you know, there's a level of, like, the frankness is you don't need to be certified to be a life coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a requirement. So I'm trying to understand, like, what the level of knowledge really is enough for me to feel confident in pursuing this as a role. So for me it would be you know, what kind of life skills am I, what kind of coaching skills am I going to get out of this? You know, does it feel like it's aligning with what I want to do? You know, challenge for me is I never owned my own business before. So really, I feel like I have the natural ability for life coaching, but not the structure behind it to build a business and how quickly you could build a business with this.
Sure.
So I think it's just I'm listening to these calls to see, like, will the certification really teach me much? Will it really give me the business skills that I need? You know, I have business knowledge in the sense that I've been in a enterprise sales role where essentially no one tells me how to structure my day. I structure my own business and what I do. You know,
right.
At the end of the day, I have to bring in a number every month and report to management type scenario.
Right.
I even manage a team under me to help me in sales. So I guess it's just seeing what clicks with the program. Yeah.
Okay. I know, Lisa, we're going to have a Q&A after this call. I'm just stepping out of the coaching rule for a second. There's lots of questions and lots of things that you pointed in your statements there, and we'll have a Q&A, and we will go through all of those questions. But let's go back to our coaching conversation, because the only reason why I say that is I don't want you to think that I'm avoiding a conversation or a piece of that conversation. Because again, we have such a short period of time. So what if you were provided with the answers that you were seeking? What would your next steps be?
My next step would be to, you know, honestly, I want to expedite this process quickly because I've made up my mind a long time ago that I don't want the career that I have now. So it would be to, and so I'm sort of rapid growth here, right? So I would sign up for the right certification program if that's the way I want to go. And really just start. You know I don't want a lengthy certification program, meaning like I see some of these as like 12 months, you know.
Right.
I put an intention out there that I want to be in my own coaching business in June.
Okay.
June of next summer. So be out of what I'm doing now, June of next summer, where I'm making money, I'm starting my own business. So really I'm just, what I would do is next step is I would sign up for a certification program that's the right fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, hopefully through that process too, it helps me narrow in on the area of focus of coaching too, because obviously, you know, it's a breadth of coaching possibilities out there. And so I think I'm also teetering on where do I want to lean in and where do I maybe not want to lean in too much, because I think also, not a fear, but a caution is you don't want to, I don't want to eliminate an audience of who I coach to, right, because I've become so narrowly focused right off the bat. So it's like balancing that, too, as well.
Right. So let's explore your coaching niche just a bit. What are you thinking about with your coaching niche? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so I think it's like almost like mirroring what's like inspired me individually. So really just like life coaching, where it's helping others really understand their authentic selves too. I think it's like a lot of power, and I've had a big awakening in my life in the last couple of years going on this journey in other ways, and it's just, it's an unbelievable, energetic feeling to be on this path, right? Like, it's almost like I can't believe I'm 47, right? It's taken me 47 years to kind of get here, but I'm here, and I'm doing it.
Right. I just want to keep going towards that light, right? And so I want to share that with others because I feel like it's so powerful. So, you know, I think it's, and I want to, so I don't know that, so that's where I'm at. Like, I want to set, I gravitate towards that, so more of a soul's purpose, sort of, yeah. But, you know, but then that can go into people's, it could still be in a niche, right? Relationships, career. You know, I've honestly even thought about, like, specifically, like, a woman audience, just sort of women entrepreneurship. So just kind of harnessing in on their own power to, like, own their own business as well.
Yeah.
I think that that's still, like, a very good addressable market to inspire women to really own their own business, make six-figure salary, you know, take on the world type situation. So, okay. Yes.
Okay, I just want to point out something in your voice. When you, and you said the word authentic several times, and every time that you say the word authentic, your voice raises and there's a certain level of excitement or excitable undertone. Did you experience that, or do you see that?
Yeah, I can feel it. Like, my energy, my vibrations go so high when I really start focusing on it, thinking on it. I mean, I meditate now in the morning, just like 10 minutes every morning to like set my mindset. I read books on it. Like, I'm on this spiritual journey for myself in a sense, you know? So yes, like I try to tap into it because it really is just this like natural and innate ability in all of us that really, you know, it's very exciting. High vibes. Yeah.
Yes, you do have some high vibes. That's something I wanted to point out in case you hadn't noticed it, because it is very definite in your voice and your delivery. And going back to what, focusing on the next steps and is this something you would like, wow. At this point, I don't think there's any question that you would like it for sure, because the vibrations you're sending out is absolutely fantastic. I love that. I would hire you as my coach.
Well, you know, it's like I've noticed in myself too. So I have a natural sales ability in a sense where I can really just walk into any room and make friends and feel comfortable and make other people feel comfortable with me. And it's even kind of crazy how much, like, my clients, I just take them out to dinner and I meet for the first time, and then like within an hour and a half, to tell me personal information about their life, I've had clients like embrace me as a close friend quickly, right? Because I'm such a good listener and not judgmental and just like see people for who they are and, like to create a safe space. And so when I do that and when I'm in that realm, I just feel so like in with who I am. This is where I am. This is who I am, and this is what I can give back to the world. And so I want to remove all the sort of corporate selling stuff out of my life because that's not who I am. And I want to transition my marketing and sales skills into this like powerful gift I feel like I have.
Yeah.
For funnel. So.
Yes. Yes. I definitely feel it. So you wanted to focus on the next steps, and I'm deviating from this a bit because we have like no time left. I could talk to you for at least another hour and help you continue your discovery pathway here. But you focus on your next steps And is this something you, you know, is this something you would do? I think that Lisa can help us with the next steps there, but and answer, continue to answer your questions. But I think at this point, it's probably ideal to end the coaching session, Lisa, and maybe we can address some of her questions and then open it up to everyone else. Like I said, Lisa, I think I could go for another hour.
I came with this sort of complicated one, right? So.
not at all complicated. I just have so many questions I want to ask you as part of the inquiry and just learning more about you and your thinking and helping you. And yeah, but no, there's just a lot there. Not complex at all.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm thinking? Let's start with some observations about the actual coaching session with the folks that are here. And then I think what's going to happen, April, is I'm going to give you guys an overview of the training, and then we're going to open up for questions so we can get more into the specifics of your questions around the training and what you'll take away from it. Because I hear you. You know, you really want to understand exactly what you're going to learn and how that's going to impact you and apply to the people that you want to serve in your coaching practice. So does that sound like a good plan, Stephanie? Can we open up for observers in
for
the group?
Sure.
And what? Yeah, okay, good. So let's do that, and then you can pass it back to me. I'll do an overview, then we'll open up and we'll do lots of Q&A.
Awesome, I love it. Okay.
Perfect.
So, yeah, awesome, thank you. So let's open up to the observations. What are some comments or some, you know, observations you had of the conversation? Did you grasp the clarifying the agenda? Did you hear the shift? So come off mute and tell us who you are, and then share away. I love it.
This is Paul.
Go ahead.
I always like that moment. I think the question you asked early on was, how would you know if it's something you want to pursue further? And it caused her to step back and suddenly reveal more of what was underneath what she was looking for.
Yeah.
I have some notes on that. What is the knowledge need? Like, more of the concerns she had.
Yeah.
I always love that. I'd be curious to hear when I'm done how often you get clients that are ready to share that much information that quick. That's just a personal note. Sitting as an armchair quarterback, to me, in my mind, what I was thinking as she went back and I wasn't in the middle of it, right? It's always easier on the outside.
Sure.
You're not in something. I was like, it sounds like she is pretty much sold on the idea. And underneath what wasn't getting said, but what I sensed the question was, how long would it take to get to a level? What's a reasonable expectation for me to make this as profitable as I need it to be to replace the income? So I might have gone down the line of asking, have you already started to put together a business plan?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That kind of thing. Because it sounds like she's ready, but I think the hold up, what I'm hearing is, how quick can I do this? What knowledge do I really need to kick it off? And how soon can I replace my income?
Yep. All of those things. Yes. Yeah. I had all of those things written down as well.
I figured, yeah.
It's like, I want to explore this. I want to explore that. Yeah. And it all feeds back into that something I, you know, it's just something I should do, focusing on the next step. Yeah, you're right. And just as a side note to your question, how long does it take a client to open up? You know, sometimes it's very quickly, sometimes it's not quickly, and sometimes it can take two sessions. It just depends. It depends on how trusting the client is of the relationship. I do, when I go into a coaching relationship, I am who I am. This is who you are. This is what you get. I'm here on your journey with you. Very rarely does it take two sessions. Most of the time it's 20 minutes and they're telling me a lot of information. Sometimes information that maybe I shouldn't be hearing, but I hear it anyway and it's okay.
And now that I'm stepping back, that may depend somewhat what type, what the niche is you're serving and how self-aware that individual is when they come in.
That's true. Yeah, thank you. That's awesome. Those were awesome observations. Who's next?
Hi, my name is Keenan. And one thing I noticed was I really loved the way you kind of was like slow down and kind of dissected each coaching situation for what it was. So, you know, you took the more pressing one and kind of ran with that. And I think, you know, hearing all those things kind of sets you up, thinking from a business standpoint, kind of sets you up like hook, rail, and sinker, right? Like I have this client on the hook for about like 6 different coaching situations, which can make a fruitful testimony for the coachee, but also, you know, speak to your expertise as well. So job well done.
Thank you. And that's a great call out because you're right. There's a lot of opportunity there. And if you can build that relationship in a positive, you know, trusting relationship early on, you can, you know, get clients who will do packages with you. And it's a wonderful feeling. And then you can help them grow over time. And that's even more rewarding for myself personally to see that because they become different people. So thank you. That's a great observation as well. Who's next?
This is Joy. I was just thinking that the questions that you were asking April, it was kind of like instead of April thinking all of these things in her mind while she's doing other stuff during the day and contemplating all of these possible decisions, it's like the conversation that she has in her head is being brought outside as though that conversation is now another person outside of her, you know, asking her these questions, and making her drill down for herself,
right,
to get to those answers and picking up on things that maybe she really was glossing over because of being caught up in the rest of the questions that she keeps going around in her head about. But I also noticed that she's razor sharp.
Yes.
And my feeling is that she wants to know whether it's worth the investment to do this, to have the credential versus doing it without the credential, because the time that she has spent in sales has sharpened her to the point of where she can do this. It's a matter of, okay, is she ready to, you know, take her hand off the edge of the swimming pool and go for it without certification, or see what value how much weight does the certification carry and whether or not it's actually worth her investment to do that. Because she's still going to accomplish her goal either way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of whether or not this is going to be a part of that whole plan.
Right. Yep, that's a good observation. And you make a great point about helping her pull those questions out of her mind that are rolling around where there's hundreds of questions. You know, all at one time, and we're trying to figure out our journey and our path, and we think we have it, we might have it, maybe we have it, some days we're more confident than others just because of life and what life gives us on a daily basis, but recognizing that she does have the tools and skills to do it, yeah, she definitely does. Benefit from something like this? I think Lisa will be able to go into more details about that, but I would tell you, coming from a personal perspective, I benefited from it. I didn't think that I needed certification. I was a licensed respiratory therapist. I was practicing medicine, in the respiratory space. It wasn't like, what is this? Why do I need this? But I'll tell you, since I've done it and since I've gotten my ICF accreditation or certification as an ACC coach, my validity and value in the community of coaching has really come up many marks. Not that I wasn't of value before, but it's almost like a gold stamp that, oh, you do take this seriously, and this is about what you're doing, and it's like an industry standard, so to speak. It you don't need it. I'll be the first to tell you. If you want to jump in the deep end, that's great. But I will say that this was one of the best decisions, was to get the education, to figure out the business plan, to figure out all the legalities, to figure out everything that I needed to do, and then also getting the certified, because I could say I was a certified life coach, a CLC. And that really, when I was talking to people and talking to my potential clients, that was really powerful. Because in the United States, I think, in a general theme, we look for somebody who's an expert to seek advice from. So that's just my 2 cents on my personal journey, but you make great, great points, and yes, I agree. April is sharp, very sharp. So great observations as well. So thanks for bringing all that stuff up. That's great. Who else? April, would you like to, do you have any comments on your experience?
Yeah, I gave you a lot of information back to fire, because of where I'm at right now with things, but, you were good at, managing the rapid fire, right? Asking me the right questions to really help me pause and think. So I feel like you asked the right open-ended questions to really just have me in the moment reflect. Mm-hmm. And really kind of go back deep within and really like, okay, what am I looking for? Like, what do I really need? What signs do I need to know that this is the right thing for me? Like, it was good.
I wish we were closer. We could go have coffee and talk about this.
Definitely. I'm in it, I know, right? So, I love it. And so that's why I'm even so transparent with everything and even volunteer for this, because it's like no denying it. And I feel like I just keep talking about it more and more to like everybody, honestly, because I just feel like the answers are in me and the answers are out there in the universe. And so it's all going to surface and show me the right way.
Awesome. Thanks for that feedback. I appreciate it. Who else?
Yes.
What are some other comments? *6 if you're on your phone, or unmute by hitting a little microphone if you're on mute.
This is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Hey, so, I really like the flow of the questioning. I thought that as the coach, your approach to your clarification repeatedly, right, showed that you were listening. But I think it was great how you paused. I like that, right? Because it in general, right, when you're listening, you have to digest what you're hearing. And I just thought that as a coach, that technique went very, very well in terms of, and I know that the client, we want to get them in the role of driving things. But I think as a coach, right, you kind of served as a director. And so, but I really, really was impressed with the flow of the question and more so how, you know, you did say, okay, I'm only pausing because I want to just, you know, make sure that, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was really, really a nice, nice technique.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, there's the power in the pause. That's what I say, power in the pause.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So thank you. I appreciate that feedback, Barbara.
All right, I'm going to jump in here because this is a great, lively discussion. I almost don't want to jump in, but there's so much more to do. So,
okay. See, I told you we could do this for a couple hours. I love this.
No, right? I mean, never a dull moment in these Becoming a Coach classes. They're really fun. And they certainly, you know, this is a great group. I mean, it's a big group. We've got about like 20 people, but it gives you an idea of what kind of the back and forth is like in the training and how the cohorts work. So, but I'm going to pause here, speaking of the pause, and switch gears entirely. So we're going to talk a little bit about the actual training. So we're going to talk about our ICF accredited coach training. Then I'll open up the call for questions about that and the field of coaching and, you know, different applications for coaching. So we can talk all about coaching after. Sound good to everyone? All right. Well, first, let me thank Stephanie because that was an awesome session. And also April for being our brave volunteer who was, like, super transparent in front of a group that she's only known for, like, 10 minutes. So that was awesome. So I appreciate you both. That was great. So the training here at CPA is amazing. Our training is accredited with the International Coaching Federation, so it's an ICF-accredited coach training, highly interactive. We've been training coaches since 2000, so we've been doing this a long time, so we're really good at it. But the training here at CPA is very comprehensive. It's a hands-on training designed to teach you how to coach and to really hone your coaching skills and develop them, also to give you in-class experience coaching with valuable feedback on your coaching skills. And then we will support you in designing and developing your own business and marketing so you can attract the clients that you most want to work with. So it's a serious program for people who want to be a successful and profitable coach now. And over the course of the six-month training, you're going to be building and designing and building your coaching business. You'll be enrolling your own fee-based clients and earning income as a professional coach. So you'll have clients meet earning fees for your coaching services before you graduate. The training here at CPA is really tried and true information about how to coach, how to run your business, and how to be a successful and ethical coach. So we do this by packaging this into a six-month training program. So it's about 22 weeks. It's designed for people who are ready to start their coaching practice. Chances are you have a lot of work experience and life experience, so you don't need years of coach training. But these classes are all taught live, interactive, in a small group cohort, so just 10 to 12 students per class and a mentor coach who is your facilitator, in a teleclass environment, so live, interactive as we are tonight. Classes meet on the same day and time each week, with the same small group of students and the same mentor coach, as I said. So, like, for instance, Stephanie's class that begins on the 12th, that class will meet every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, so 7 to 8 or 7 to 8:30 Eastern time, depending on what's on the syllabus for that particular day, for about 22 weeks. Some of the weeks are what we call mentoring classes. 12 of the 22 weeks are these mentoring classes, and this is where you can ask your questions about our curriculum. It's called the Coach Training Accelerator. It's extensive. It's delivered to you online. And the accelerator has built into it scripted coaching dialogues, sample documents. We've got coaching resources, related articles, a whole welcome package, audio sessions, and advanced training tips. So the information in our curriculum is practical and applicable to all coaching specialties. We also have a virtual classroom, which is a forum-based classroom. I like to describe it as an interactive syllabus. So you'll know each week what lesson you need to read, what assignment you need to complete, what you'll be discussing in class that week. There's also a student forum, so a private forum for just you and your classmates and mentor coach. So that's a great place to ask questions, share what's going on in your business, get feedback on things you're designing, set up practice coaching sessions with each other. So great place to connect between class. But each week you're going to read certain chapters, you'll complete certain assignments, which are all practical things you need to build and develop your coaching business. In class, you're going to share wins, challenges, questions. You'll get support in the form of group coaching to move you past any stuck places, but also to celebrate all your milestones. The other weeks in class, 10 of the 22 weeks, are actually spent coaching. And this is one of the only coach training programs where you'll coach real people about real issues, and you'll receive immediate feedback on your coaching strengths and your areas to improve. So the way we do this is by creating a schedule at the beginning of the course, and each student has equal opportunities to sit in the coach's seat and coach, to be the client, just like April was tonight, to observe like all of us did. But each time you're in a coaching demo, a coach-for-coach session, you'll hear feedback on either your coaching skills or on someone else's coaching skills, but you'll be really participating from each seat, coach, client, and observer. So each week, every other week are these coach-to-coach sessions. So it's a dynamic learning process that we've designed to teach coaching skills and styles, and it helps our coaches develop their skill set very quickly, their competence and confidence. We have a buddy system where we match you up with a buddy for class. You and your buddy will connect with each other weekly, share your goals, coach each other, hold each other accountable. We also record all of the classes. So if you had to miss a class, you could always listen to an audio recording so you wouldn't miss content. Although you might want to listen to a class you did attend live, because it really is great to listen kind of outside afterwards, especially if you're listening to your own coaching. It's nice to be able to re-listen. So we do record all the classes. They're uploaded into the virtual classroom each week. Let's see. Tuition is regularly $43.39. That's all-inclusive. So weekly calls by teleclass, certification, exam fee, access to the virtual classroom forever, the curriculum. You'll always have access to the curriculum. So it's all-inclusive. We do have payment plans, so you can choose from a 3-month, a 7-month, or a 9-month payment plan. But right now we have a Black Friday sale going on, and let me see if I can get my hands on it. Okay, so if you use the promo code Black Friday, you'll save $650 on the tuition. So I have not done the math that quickly, but it brings it down to something. 36 something maybe, I don't know, I didn't do the math on it. So under $43.39, so say $650. Also included in the special is 2 graduate level mastermind classes. So we send those out to you, the recordings, and they're great. So great, a great thing to, nice bonus add on in the Black Friday sale. So those are available to you now. I'll mention it again at the end. Once you've completed this, and so you can use the Black Friday promo code, and there are payment plans after the $650 comes off, so those payment plans are still there for you too. By the end of the training, our CPA certified coaches have coached, have been coached, have received valuable feedback on their strengths and opportunities, have chosen a niche for their coaching business, have designed client materials and systems, and are operating a well-leveraged client attraction plan, a marketing plan, and earning income as a coach. We've got only 2 more classes left this year. We've got a class beginning the 4th, Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That's with Cody Williams. And then the last class of the year is Stephanie's, which is Thursday the 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Both of those are available for enrollment. I do think that I have a couple of January classes listed on the website. I think I have a 9 p.m. Eastern Time class, so late evening on the 8th, and also an afternoon class on the 8th. I think those are on the website now. But the Black Friday promo code will work on those classes as well. But once you've completed the training, you'll receive your certification as a CPA-certified coach. You'll receive an invitation to our coaching directory. We have a highly ranked coaching directory, so it's a great opportunity for you to build a profile so people can find you online. We have a graduate community, so you can connect with other CTA certified coaches from all over the world. We have a graduate school of coaching, so there's always more to learn in coaching, so we offer grad classes. And then we have a monthly forum for graduates. It's called the Co-Creative Forum. It's a monthly Zoom call with some topical teaching from one of our mentor coaches or a special guest, and then there's about a 45-minute interactive piece, Q&A. So that's a great opportunity for graduates. I'm also a resource for graduates, so you can always call me as a student or a grad. So I think that might be enough for now, but let's open up the call now for questions about the training, the field of coaching, anything coaching. So who'd like to start?
This is Paul.
Hi, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, I just want to verify if I'm hearing correctly, the training package that you guys have to get the CLC, and essentially it sounds to me like everything is there to get the ACC credential once you get the 100 hours of coaching time?
Yeah, so
there's another component.
It's interesting that you say this because I don't talk about this in the overview, but I always talk about it if nobody asks me pretty quickly. So I'm glad you brought that up. So the training, there are four components to ICF credentialing. So if you think of it as a path, there's four steps on the path. The first one is education. So this training, we're accredited with ICF. We have been since they started the credentialing process. But this training gives you all of the education that you need for ICF credentialing. So you'll finish the training as a Coach Training Alliance certified coach. You'll, you know, use that. You'll have your business up and running. You'll have your niche. You'll be marketing. You'll be attracting. You'll have two paying clients. You'll be attracting more. So you'll have all of your education. The next thing you need for ICF credentialing is 100 hours of experience. So we have the logs. I think they're built into the virtual classroom, but you want to start keeping track of all of your billable coaching hours and pro bono coaching hours as soon as you enroll in the training. So 100 hours need to be documented. 75 of the hours have to be either fee-based or barter, and 25 of the hours can be pro bono. So once you've completed the training, go out in the world and get your experience. Be documenting all of your coaching. I mean, that's what you'll want to be building your business. Focus on building your business and creating a sustainable, profitable business. Once you've got the 100 hours, that's a good time to really make a decision about the ICF credentialing. Some people pursue it, some people don't. It's totally up to you. I think it's important that each coach makes a decision based on their own business, their own clients. If you do decide to do that, the next step is mentor coaching hours. ICF requires 10 hours of mentor coaching. 7 can be in a group. 3 have to be one-on-one. So we provide those here at CPA. If you decide that you want to pursue ICF credentialing, like, we literally walk beside you on this path, right? So we offer the 7 hours of mentor coaching. You'll pick your own mentor coach for the 3 hours from the CPA faculty. Or if you wanted to go, you know, somewhere else, you had another coach you wanted to work with, you could certainly do that. Once you've completed the 10 hours of mentor coaching, then you would go on to a performance evaluation in which you're going to submit 2 of your coaching sessions recorded and transcribed, and then we evaluate your coaching skills. Once you pass that performance evaluation, then we issue you your level 1 certificate, and that's what you're going to upload with your ICF app to ICF, and you're going to pay them, you're going to fill out your application, attach your level 1 certificate, pay them, and then you go on and they'll tell you when your exam is, and then you'll do their final exam. So it's a bit of a process. This isn't an event you jump right into. It's kind of a process, but you've got to be out in the world coaching without an ICF credential to start anyway. So we encourage you to just fill out those experience hours, decide along the way whether you want to pursue it or not. And if you do, we're here. We walk with you on that journey. And if you decide to maybe hit the pause button and maybe do it in a year or two, you can certainly do that. I have not pursued it. I've never been asked, so I have not pursued an ICF credential. It is a requirement for our mentor coaches to be ICF credentials. So they have all been through that process and can speak to it at length. So you really get to make a decision in light of your practice. Long answer, Paul. Did it help you?
Very much so. Thank you.
Anything else? Yeah, any other questions around the ICF credentialing process path? There is a link at the bottom of our website that says ICF, I think it says ICF, it's like on the footer page, the footer of all the pages on our website, it says ICF path, ICF credentialing path. If you click on that, there's a cute little diagram of it. But I do love the way that we do it here at CTA. Some schools, you have to decide now and pay for the path now before you really know what you're going to encounter in your own practice. So I like the way that we do it kind of a little bit more a la carte, where you decide and you do it on the way you want to. So any other questions about the ICF credentialing path? I hear it's pretty intense. I know, Stephanie, you've been through it. Any comments on that?
it's intense. I can say that I did not set out. I mean, ICF was down the road for me when I finished my program here. I didn't have it. In fact, I just got it, you know, over the summer. So it is intense. I do love the pathway that is set up, that, you know, Holly helps you go through that and work through all the nooks and crannies, as she calls the briar patch. it was great, because I don't know if I would have been successful getting all of the ducks in order without her help. It's not very clear on the ICF website.
So if that's your path, we're here for you. But you don't have to decide on that whole path today. You can take it one step at a time. And I think the most important thing is to get the training, the education, the marketing skills to be successful and profitable and to be actually helping people.
I concur.
So what else? What else? What other questions?
Hi, everyone. Benedicta here. My question is, are all the trainings going to be done in this format of audio only?
Yes, actually they are. And because, and there are reasons for that. We used to get asked this every now and then before the pandemic, and then everybody jumped into the world of Zoom and WebEx and all that kind of stuff, and now people are asking again a lot. But we go over this every year in our team meeting, in our faculty meeting. We kind of go over it. One of the big reasons that we teach without video is because we really want to focus on teaching or even relearning the skill of listening, like using our ears to tune into the nuances of a conversation. And deep listening requires being fully present and grounded and attentive, and videos a lot of times will distract from that. And I mean, there certainly are visual cues in video conferencing, but we tend to see those things and interpret them anyway. Like, we almost don't need to learn how to interpret like visual stuff because we use that all the time. So we found that as we remove the visual cues and distractions, we're able to deepen listening skills, which, I mean, as we talked about at the beginning of the class, the number one thing we do as coaches is listen. So we want to really kind of relearn that. We want to focus on that, which doesn't at all mean that you can't practice on video or in person or even create your whole business to be video coaching or in-person coaching. But you really get a good idea of kind of what that feels like and the differences. I mean, a lot of people are, like right now, we've seen since the pandemic, too, so much Zoom fatigue. Like, people are really burnt out of Zoom learning, of Zoom, you know, of seeing people, of being on camera. A lot of people find it really uncomfortable as well, you know, looking at themselves in the video. I can't stand it. Looking at yourself on the video or being really distracted by people's backgrounds and the cat and what are they thinking about with that outfit. If you're me, I'm thinking those things as I'm not paying attention to what's being said. But we don't teach with a PowerPoint presentation, so there's nothing that you need to be looking at on your computer. I'd actually rather you, like, not be at your computer. Honestly, as we, like, disengage from the, you know, the vortex of your computer screen and the glow, we're really able to kind of listen more. You don't even need to take notes during the training. I mean, you may be a note taker. You may want to listen to recordings and take notes. But it also encourages us as we don't see our client in the coach training to get curious about what we hear. Like, there's a pause. So, I mean, as coaches, we're wondering, there's a pause there. What was that about? You know, or I heard, like, you know, a voice in, like, the inflection of her voice. What did that mean? You know, so we get more curious. We ask more powerful questions. We certainly are asking a lot more clarifying questions when we don't have visuals to interpret. So, yeah, so those are some of the reasons. I actually have a whole study. I mean, for school, we love study. So I have a whole study that we looked at, so if you're interested in the study, I have that. Stephanie, do you have any feedback on that or anything to add to the video learning? I mean, I love it. Well, I'll just say one more thing. I can never stop. But I'm really visual. So what I find is that, well, when I can see. Like, I'm a better coach when I can't see my client. I don't coach at all. In my own practice, I don't coach at all with video. I find that I don't listen as well. I'm just not as deeply connected. But everyone's different, and you will be able to practice different things, and you'll be able to see what's going to serve your clients best, how you coach best. Anyway, Stephanie, what are your observations or thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, typically in my initial conversation with the client, we'll talk about that, and I'll kind of get their temperature, and I do it based on what I think and how I think I can best connect with that client. If I think, you know, or if I've found or discovered that the individual is on a lot of Zoom calls and they're comfortable and confident in that environment, then I will offer that Zoom opportunity, or I offer just the conversation. If I have someone who's never been on Zoom, then I always just do the phone or do it, you know, the bridge, or I have Zoom without, you know, the video.
Mm. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so you're right. It can be distracting. And I am that person, too. It's like, that girl could have, like, brushed her hair.
It's bad.
Like, yeah, and I'm on Zoom. Yeah, I'm on Zoom all day, every day. So I like not. And you're right. I think the listening, it really, you listen better. You listen for clarity and understanding. And it's one less sense that you're using. You are totally listening without a Zoom call with the camera.
My clients go deeper sooner because there's a certain anonymity.
Yes.
But again, it's your business. You're going to do whatever you want. You know, you're going to serve your clients in a way that fits and feels best for you and for them. But in the training, certainly removing those visuals is far more impactful for students.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and keep in mind that this is also a big class, too. So, I mean, in your actual training, it's going to be smaller. Like, we've had up to 22 people on the call tonight. So in the certified coach program, it's going to be, you'll get to know everybody's voice. You won't have to say, like, hey, this is Lisa. You know, so it's smaller and more connected. Go ahead. I just cut someone off. Who is that?
Hi, no, that's okay. This is Camille again. In terms of you mentioned, I believe, about the 9 months, in terms of covering the cost, and I was looking at the web a couple of days ago in terms of payment. Who do we make payments to? Like, is there, like, I know you mentioned about the payment plan, but how do we go about doing that in terms of paying the cost?
Yeah, great question. So in order to enroll, so say you're ready to enroll in Stephanie's class that starts on the 12th. You would go to, I think the easiest way to get there is on the top right-hand side of the website, if you click, there's like 3 bars. If you click, you'll see the whole menu. There's a calendar page. If you pick Stephanie's class and click the enroll button, when you're in the shopping cart, that's where you're going to add your promo code, Black Friday. And when you do that and apply it, you'll see the tuition go down to, I'm just doing it now because I didn't do the math on this. We just started this. And once you apply the promo code, you're going to see, you're going to pick your payment plan and enter in all of your, you know, name, email address, all of that kind of thing. And you're going to enter your credit card there, or debit card. And once you do, your first payment is due the day you enroll in class, and then the payments are in 30-day increments after that. So it would be if you did a one payment, it would be $36.89, and then you can choose 3 month, 7 month, or 9 month, and you kind of fill the bubble. Like the 9 month payment plan is $4.48. So if you enrolled today and wanted to use the 9 month payment plan, you'd click that little bubble, fill in all your information, and $4.48 would be due today, and then 30 days from now would be your second payment of $4.48, and then you'd do that for the 9 payments.
Okay.
And you can call us if you decided, like, hey, you know, I'd like to pay it all off, or, you know, I need to do a payment, you know, can I just do it early or pay half now and half later? You can do all that by just contacting us.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, great question. What else? What else is on your mind? Let me circle back around to April. You had a lot of questions. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, hey, so what I was thinking is more of the go-to-market sort of business strategy, the marketing. So if you, you know, maybe give a little bit more light into how you prepped us to be led coaches, like, out in the world and how to formulate our business.
Yeah, yeah. So the training is unique. I think one of the standout features in our certified coach program is not that we don't teach just coaching skills. So each school that's ICF accredited teaches core competencies as laid out by the ICF. So their standards and ethics and core competencies. And we teach those. Each school has kind of their own way of teaching. I love the way we do ours and the cohorts that are small where you're learning from different angles. But one of the things that we do that other schools don't is teach business skills, marketing skills. So the idea behind the training is that you're designing, building, and marketing your coaching practice while you're training. Starting with as early on as looking at the picture of your past practice, which you kind of talked about in your coaching session, kind of like, what do I want this all to look like? But then once you're starting to establish kind of the thumbnail sketch of that, you begin to build that out, really flesh that out in the training. You start to look at the niche market, like going deeper into that, getting real clear and specific on, you know, your, we call it a hub statement, your hottest undeniable benefit, the specifics as to who you coach on what, so that you're able to succinctly describe that to someone. But you're going to choose a niche market that chances are you're pretty passionate about, and you're going to design and develop your marketing message to reach that audience's ears, right? So you're going to begin to look at, like, what do I need to say to them? Where is the place in which they're stuck, and how can my message impact them? And there's lots of ways to do that. So, you know, it might be that depends on your niche market, how you choose to do it, but it might be that you're blogging, or you have a large social media presence. You know, we talk about high-touch marketing, which might be more networking, speaking engagements, referral partnerships can be very high-touch, but really getting in front of, in a personal way, that audience. Or be more high-tech, you could, you know, do a lot of writing, maybe you want to author a book, maybe you want to create a course that you develop and teach as a way to market and connect with your audience. You may blog. There's about as many ways to market as there are coaches and niches in the world. But the idea is that you're not just kind of thinking about it and planning it out, but you're actually doing it. The other thing that we teach you is a coaching model and the opportunity for you to show a prospective client what coaching is by giving a sample session. By showing them what coaching is, kind of like what you did with Stephanie tonight, where you had like kind of a shorter session so you could see the features and benefits and you could really connect with what coaching is. Those are really impactful as you're enrolling clients in your coaching practice. So the idea behind this training is that you're not only thinking about it, you're doing it. You're connecting, you're looking at the niche market, you're creating your marketing message, you're delivering it, and you've got some paying clients before you graduate. So those are some of the things, and plus you're in a group while you do it. So that's a really, was a huge impactful thing for me. I had never started a business before. I had been in sales, but I had never sold something for me, right? And and never had a business, never, you know, coaching is interesting to market because it's an experience. So being able to really talk about the features and benefits and being able to really connect well is really important. So I was really worried about this piece. It was one of the big things I loved about CTA because I thought, oh, I can learn coaching, but, like, who's going to pay me to do this? And will I have clients? And, you know, are they going to benefit from this? So this training really walks you through starting a business and designing a business that's unique to you and who you want to work with, but in a group of people that are also doing the same and led by a mentor coach who's done it and coaches. So does that help you, April?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask Stephanie, would you want to add anything more to that?
Yes, because I had no idea about the business piece as well. I was clueless. I had never owned a business. I didn't know what I was doing. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about the program is the very step-by-step how to eat an elephant one bite at a time process. Going through that, I mean, I had no idea that I needed to have a welcome packet. It's like, what's that? So I learned a ton. I use it today. You know, I've tweaked things and added things to reflect my own business, but the foundational information that was provided and the ability to launch your coaching business rather quickly was very, it was very exciting and a little bit scary at first, must admit. But the one thing about it is while I was doing it, I didn't even realize I was doing it because it's pieced out, it's stepped out, and it really cut down on all the circling cyclones of questions that I had in my own mind. So it was great. I loved that part of it, too.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, wow. Time flies when you're having fun. So we've gone over by 8 minutes. Sorry, but they were great questions. So let me wrap up quick here. But I can stay for more Q&A. If you guys have more questions, I'll stay. I want to thank you for joining us and apologize for going a little late. But, you know, once we're on a roll. So a couple of things. We've done a lot in just 90 minutes or maybe a little bit more. We talked about the co-creative relationship. If you get a chance, check it out on our website or on our YouTube channel. There's actually a lot of great content there, too, so it's a great place to visit. We talked about, we had a live coaching demo. So thank you, April, for being a brave volunteer and jumping in. You are super coachable. That makes for a great demo. So thank you. I'm very grateful for you. Thank you, Stephanie, for joining us. I'm so glad everyone got a chance to meet Stephanie, hear her, and learn more about her. So I thank you. If you're ready to jump in and enroll, I'd encourage you to do it sooner than later. So the Black Friday sale should go till, it'll probably go through Cyber Monday. Maybe it will be till like next Tuesday or Wednesday would be my guess. But, you know, use it, save your spot. I mean, with a promo like this, you know, seats go pretty quickly. And we are currently enrolling for those two classes. So actually, there's two more on the site for January. So if one of those fits better, certainly take a peek at those. If you have questions, reach out to me. If you want to stay for more Q&A, I'll be here. But if you have questions and want to talk to me privately, call me. My direct phone line is 303-991-0388. Or you can email me. It's lisa@coachtrainingalliance.com. Or we have a live chat now, which is just new in the last, I don't know, couple months. So if you want to hit me up on the live chat, you can chat with me on the live chat. I'm happy to chat with you there or even set up a call. So I'd be thrilled to do that. So I want to thank you guys for joining me. If you can stay for more Q&A, I'll be here. But if you can't, you know how to reach me. And thank you for joining us tonight. Thanks, Stephanie.
Yes, thanks, everyone. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving. And hopefully I'll see you in my class. So ciao. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job, everybody.
So who has more questions?
Hi, this is Keenan. So I have a question here. So I actually work at an agency that actually allows for us to kind of give coaching hours. So one of the things I was thinking is I have to do the ACC. So is that like an additional cost, or is that just something that's kind of paired with the program?
It is.
Oh, it's paired with the program? Oh, it's an additional cost.
No, it's not included. Yeah, it's additional. Because not everybody will pursue it, so we didn't bundle it. Because not everybody's going to want to do that. But if you do want to do it, so kind of the cool thing about it, I should have mentioned this earlier. Dang, hindsight, right? If your company's paying for it, that's awesome, because right now there's a $650 promo. So the training's $650 less, and the mentor coaching hours are $699. So that's kind of a wash. So if you're budgeting for it, I think that's a good way to present it. So the mentor coaching hours are $6.99, and then the 3 hours of mentor coaching, the cost for that really depends on which mentor coach you choose. And you'll be out coaching for a bit before you're ready for that part, but I would say that those mentor coaching hours are going to run about $150 to $250 an hour. So you might want to budget for that, along with the performance evaluation is $149.
Gotcha. Now, I guess my question would be, so I kind of have coaches at my firm that I work at that are open to being my mentor, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
So is that like, is that the cheaper route to go internally or outsource it? What do you think?
It depends. If they're, so they've got to be,
because their ACC, they have their ACC credential.
Yeah, I believe they can do it. And you can certainly use someone outside of TTA. You don't have to stick with us, but you'll have to have that. We'll have to be sure that they're, because we would issue you your level one certificate because you got your initial coach training here. So if you go elsewhere for your 10 hours of mentor coaching, we're going to have to, like, check to be sure that they're in good standing with ICF and things like that. I'm not sure exactly what that process looks like, but I know there is a requirement that the mentor coaching hours have to be with someone that's credentialed through ICF at the PCC or MCC level or the ACC level once they've renewed their ACC once. So there are some nuances to that. But we can, you know, work that all out. I mean, we can certainly chat about that. But if that works out better for you or your company is willing to pay them or it's part of what they do internally, like, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you know what, Keenan, let me know if you need, if you want to call me or you need to, like, if you want us to invoice you or anything like that or maybe I can even connect you with Holly, who would be able to share with you the ins and outs on that mentor coaching piece. That might be a good idea. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. Okay, yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Lisa, this is Camille again. One thing I wanted to ask you that I didn't get to ask in the group is, I have a degree in social work already, but I want to make sure that the two don't interfere with one another in terms of the technique. And I want to get certified to show that I definitely, you know, take it serious, of course. But my question is, since I already have a degree in social work, is there another route that I could go to get? I still want to get certified. I still want to go to the school and get those things that are asked in the program. But is there like another route to go about doing that? Is there another route to go about doing that? Because the thing is, I don't know how to start a business. I don't know how to do all of that. I don't know. The techniques are different, and I don't want them to mix. That's more affordable, but at the same time, I'm still getting what's needed from
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. This training is designed for, like, everyone. So mm-hmm. we have people that go through with other, like, I mean, I would consider social work, counseling, you know, sometimes psychiatrists or they're helping professions. Mm-hmm. You know, they're, but everyone goes through the same training because coaching is different from all
right.
of them. So, mm-hmm. like, kind of regardless of what your previous education is, and, you know, people come with every different background you can imagine, mm-hmm. Still the same class, because we really want to separate what you've learned and what you know from before from mm-hmm. a pure coaching model, so that you're able to really keep the two separate in your mind.
Right.
You know, when people come from helping professions, you know, you've got some skill sets that maybe, you know, I didn't have when I was in the training, but they will only help you. You know, you probably listen really well, and you've got, mm-hmm. I mean, I think everyone that comes to coach training loves to help people and has a heart for people, but you may have helped people in a different way, and that will certainly mm-hmm. help you, but it would still be the same training because the model is different. So we want okay. you to kind of learn it purely.
Okay. And do you all offer, like, so is this straight out of pocket cost?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can have a payment plan.
Okay.
Now is actually a good time because this is like about as sweet as it gets with $650.
Yeah, that's a very good deal.
So we never offer this much, like ever.
That's amazing.
I know. Yeah, we've offered like $500 off during the summer. I think we offered like
mm-hmm.
maybe $500 off on one of them. Sometimes the summer's a little slow, but yeah, this mm-hmm. is like a, yeah, the year end stuff is usually good.
Okay.
Because there's only two classes too, so.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Call me if you have any questions, Camille. I'd love to chat with you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't have any last questions. Questions, comments?
One last question.
Yeah.
For the classes that starting in December, does it run throughout or is there a break for Christmas and New Year?
Always a break. Yeah, all the classes starting in December will take the week of Christmas and New Year off because people like to travel mm-hmm. and mental
yeah.
coaches don't like to teach.
So, mm-hmm.
yeah, they definitely take those 2 weeks off. But mm-hmm. it's kind of nice to start in this early December because you're a couple weeks in and then you can be talking about like your new coaching class you're taking with, you know, friends and family members and,
mm-hmm.
you know, at those mm-hmm. holiday parties. So yeah, it's kind mm-hmm. of a great opportunity for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, feel free to reach out if you have any other questions, too. It's Benedicta, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Remember, you do.
Oh, I have a little console here. I can see where you're called, like,
okay,
that's your
okay.
publisher and then your name. So, yeah, I'm not that good. Sometimes I get people's names, but
right.
That was a lot of people.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right. So, let me know if you have any other questions. All right, well, have a great night, Benedicta.
You too. Bye-bye.
Benedicta. All right, bye-bye.